In our previous year, we began a discussion about Kahanim visiting hospitals. The Tzitz Eliezer, in Shalos Teshuva Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Tez Zayin, Simen Lamed Gimel, has a very interesting discussion about a Kohen visiting the hospital. But whereas in the previous year, we quoted the opinion of Rav Moshe, where we were speaking about a hospital in Chutz Laretz, where Rav Moshe is primarily relying on Rav. Here he's speaking about a Rav of the patients are not Jewish. The Tzitz Eliezer is speaking about hospitals in Eretz Yisrael, where obviously most of the patients are Jewish. So he's speaking not about visiting. He's speaking about a Kohen who has to be in the hospital for treatment. What should he do? One question he discusses is what should he do in the room that he's a patient in, that's his room? What about leaving his room to go daven in the shul outside and in the shul that's in the hospital? So he says that a Kohen should try to keep the door to his room closed. And however, he says, once, if the Kohen wants to leave his room, obviously we're not talking about leaving his room for medical treatment, we're speaking about leaving his room to go visit, to go daven in the shul, he says, as long as the Kohen verifies to the best of his ability that there is no nifter in the hospital, he may go. He says he should close the door of the shul as well. The reason he takes such a lenient approach, even though, as I said, we're speaking about a hospital in Eretz Yisrael where we don't have the Rav. One reason he says is that if he's not in the actual room of where the nifter is, it's only an Isser Derabbanan. He does say that the Shalos Teshuvos Chelkos Yaakov Chelek Aleph Simchav Zayin disagrees. Another point he wants to make, that the Isser of a Kohen becoming Tamei Bizman Azeh, according to the Ravid, a very big chiddush, is only an Isser Derabbanan. Then he quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that the halacha is that a Kohen who became Tamei doesn't, the next time he becomes Tamei, it's only an Isser Derabbanan. And therefore, since everybody Bizman Azeh is Tamei already, the Isser of a Kohen becoming Tamei is only an Isser Derabbanan. And as I said, he keeps on speaking about the need of keeping the door closed. Then he quotes, as we quoted earlier in this year, the Shalos Teshuvos Tzur Shai, whose approach is that we go bust the Cheskes Chaim, and the Cheskes Chai is that people who come into the hospital alive are still alive until we know different. And he says that the Tzur Shai also takes the approach that since Bizman Hazeh there is no Eifer Para, there may not be an Issa D'Oraisa for a Kohen to become, it may be only an Issa D'Rabbana for a Kohen to become Tamei, not an Issa D'Oraisa. And therefore, he says, if the Kohen is going into the hospital for a mitzvah purpose, b'kecholim, shalom bayis, then certainly the mitzvah is a reason that he could do it. He then quotes a tshuva from Shlomo Kluger Zatzal, who speaks about a kohen being working apparently in a hospital where unfortunately there are people who are very sick and may pass away. And he says that Rav Shlomo Kluger says that if when the Kohen comes in, there's nobody who's dead, everybody when he walks into his job in the morning, everybody is alive. So the halacha tells us that we only, when there's a situation we have to deal with, where we don't have to think about what isn't in front of us. We go Basar Hashta. And therefore, he takes, of course, he says that if somebody will pass away, then the Kohen should leave. But he also says that if he has to stay to take care of the other Cholim, we could be more makel. Ratzitz Eliezer says that even if there are a lot, even if it's a large hospital where it's unfortunately likely that there will be people who pass away, and it's in Eretz Yisrael where most are Jews, there's still, he takes the opinion, the Kohen, even if it's a Chayil Shein by Sakana, if he could get better treatment in the hospital, he may go to the hospital. He takes the approach that since when the Chayla went in to the hospital, he had a right to go into the hospital, because the halacha is, he's approaching that this entire Isser is only an Isser d'Rabbanan, and therefore for an Isser d'Rabbanan, we're makel even by Chayla Shein by Sakana. And once he walked in with a heter, so now he's allowed to remain there. It's a Sheval Taisa, which also we're more makel when it comes to a Drabonim. He quotes a Masham, who also takes the same approach that Bezman Hazeh, the Isser of a Kohen becoming Tamei, is only an Isser Drabonim, based on the right, the Reinu Tam Shita, that the Reinu Tam Shita is that a Kohen who's already Tamei, the Issa for him to become Tamei again is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. He says that the Marsham relied on that Psak L'Halocha L'Maisa. So therefore, he says that a Kohen who needs to go to the hospital, even if it's a Cholish, anybody Sakana should go there. Moreover, he says, it's Mutter because he's going for Tzarech Mitzvah. And lastly, he takes the approach that since all the Kahanim that we have today are only Muchzake Kuhuna, we don't know for certain on any Kohen that he is truly a Kohen. So when we're not dealing with a Kohen that we could say with absolute certainty is a Kohen, we could take a more lenient approach. Interesting to note, Ramosha, who we quoted earlier about in our previous year about visiting a patient in the hospital, Kohen visiting a patient, and there Ramosha, as I said, was speaking about hospitals in Chutz Laaretz, and Ramosha's heter was based on Roif. In another tshuva, Ramosha discusses a Kohen becoming a doctor. It's a tshuva in Igros Moshe Yerodeya Chelik Gimel, Simen Kuf Nun Hei. It's a tshuva to Rav Schwab Zatzal. Apparently, what Rav Schwab wrote to Rav Moshe was that somebody had printed a kuntris that took a very lenient approach regarding Kohanim becoming Tamei. And Rav Moshe quotes the Gemara, the Masechet Yevamos, Amrav Abba, Amrav Kahana, Amrav, Am Yavo Eliyahu V'yomer. Even if Eliyahu will come and say, Chotzim B'sandal, Ein Shem, Shekvan Nogam B'sandal, that if even Eliyahu Hanavi does not have the right to change what is the accepted halacha, certainly somebody who just wrote a tshuva, which is actually the opinion, as we just said, of the Tzitz Eliezer, and according to the Tzitz Eliezer of the Marsham, that the Isser of Kohanim becoming Tamei is only a Derabbanan, he says that that's not true, and he's very, very sharp in not allowing a cut and not accepting anything from a sefer which says something which is against what we know is accepted as the halakha. He says, and therefore, a kohen, he says, should not become a doctor. And Rav Moshe says that even though he's writing this tshuva in times and place where he's not that available, he says he needs to make this point immediately. He says, we find that there were Rishonim who were Kahanim and were doctors. He says, we can't bring a raya from that, because he says that we don't know what it meant, what it took to become a doctor in those times. And it could be in those times a doctor didn't have to go and have practice on dead bodies and did not have to come in contact with Avarim, particularly of Jews. But and that should therefore not be a raya that Kohanim may be doctors. Then Rav Moshe addresses one more point. He says, but maybe we should be lenient because the issue of Hatzolos Nefashos, we know that Hatzolos Nefashos is so very important. He says, we need to understand, he says, what is the definition of Hatzolos Nefashos? He says, the definition of Hatzolos Nefashos is not that somebody's obligated to train himself to do whatever it takes to be able, that if a situation comes up, that he'll be able to do Hatzolos Nefashos. Rather, he says, the definition of Hatzolos Nefashos is that if there's a situation of the Koach Nefesh that comes up, a person is obligated to do whatever he can to be Matzol Nefesh of a Jew. But it doesn't have to mean that he has to train himself for the situation of Hatzolos Nefashos. He says, the same as Stoker. There's certain an obligation to give tzedakah, but that doesn't mean that you should go, that you're obligated to go do business and get wealthy in order to be able to give tzedakah. And he says, moreover, that argument is a weak argument because there are other doctors without this kohen. He also says that people say, well, it's a good panasa. He says, that is certainly not a heter, because just like you can't say, well, I'm going to learn to do something which is illegal because I need parnasa, for a kohen to become tamei is osur. Therefore, Rav Moshe Natshuva takes a very strong position that under no circumstances should a kohen study to become a doctor.